Ladies and gentlemen, Musical Chairs is on the air.
Artists, songwriters, instrumentalists, producers, sound engineers,
and anyone else in the arts.
Thank you for joining us. On this episode of Musical Chairs, we have a new guest who's sure to entertain and inspire you. Hear their story, feel their passion, and join them in their journey as we put them in the chair. Now please welcome your hosts, Lisa Berry and Eric Lambier.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Eric. Hello, Lisa.
Hello there. Hello. Well, first of all, let's welcome everybody to this fabulous show because we already know it's going to be a fun one.
I'm Eric Lambier, one of your hosts.
And I'm Lisa Berry,
the other host, the beautiful one.
Aw, thank you. Well, I think our guest is beautiful in there in a musician way, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. We have a new and inspiring guest on today. And do you want me to introduce him? I'll introduce him. He's already said hello to America. This is a blues artist, guitarist, songwriter extraordinaire. We have Mr. Jack DeKaiser on the phone with us today.
Hello, good morning, gang. Afternoon. It's afternoon now.
Yeah, it's officially right. And just what it was looking there, too, a famous Canadian blues musician. So,
Absolutely. And we're going to get to that in a minute when we read his bio because it's pretty impressive.
I know.
I have to say.
Well, if I may, Jack, let me just start off with just two quotes because these quotes are pretty, they're pretty up there. They're pretty big. We've got Bob Dylan who says that if Jack DeKaiser was from Chicago, New York, or L.A., he'd be famous. And Jeff Healey, who you knew, actually, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Healey shares his admiration with saying that Jack DeKaiser is the finest blues guitarist in Canada. So, pretty big words.
Absolutely. Did you meet Bob Dylan?
I did, yeah. I had a house gig at a club in Toronto called the Isabella Hotel. That's where I started my solo career in 1985. And I think we'd been there about a year. He was in town filming a movie called Hearts of Fire, I think that was the movie. And I was in the office with the manager, and he said, Bob Dylan just walked upstairs. And I went, what?
Oh.
I was like a huge Bob Dylan fan. We played the first set. I think in the first song, the drummer broke a kick drum skin.
Oh.
Then the next song, the bass player broke a bass string. And then in the next song, one of the lights came down and crashed on the dance floor.
Oh, nice.
And I just looked at it. I guess Bob Dylan's in the house.
There's that goddamn.
I'm laughing at picturing things falling down when we were talking about how you get such a rocking audience that we bring them to their feet. Now they're like, no, things are falling. Bringing the house down.
Absolutely. The old Isabella. Holy geez.
Yeah, I was there. Every Wednesday to Saturday for 4 years.
Holy jumping! Wow.
And then I would sub out when I got a better gig. They let me sub out, but that was the best gig I ever had because I could walk to it from my apartment, and it was like, yeah, it was just like having a normal job or something. I never had to go anywhere, and we rehearsed every Wednesday and learned new songs. It was kind of ideal.
Absolutely, that's great. Now, Lisa, do you want to read the bio, get into that?
Yeah, let me share the bio with everybody so they get a little bit more of a background. Although they're already falling in love now, they're like, wow, this guy's awesome. All right, well, everybody, Jack DeKaiser is a guitarist, singer, songwriter, band leader, and producer, and he plays the blues worldwide. His music has taken him from Alert, None of It, to Puerto Escondido, and I was excited to say that. Athens, Greece, to Hornby Island, BC, and many more at points in between. A prolific artist and songwriter, Jack has released 11 CDs and one DVD and played on hundreds of record sessions. An exciting performer, he performs an average of, and this is crazy, 150 shows per year and has brought audiences to their feet at many major blues and jazz festivals, including the Montreal Jazz Festival, Blues de la Seine in France, the Ottawa Blues Festival, and Puerto Blues, Mexico. One of Canada's most awarded and in-demand blues guitarists, DeKaiser has been nominated for the Juno Blues Award 6 times and won the Juno twice in 2003 and recently in 2010. He's also won 7 Maple Blues Awards, Canada's National Blues Award, placed first in the USA International Songwriting Competition and CBC Radio's Great Canadian Blues Award. Always touring with an incredible band of top musicians, DeKaiser will have you rock into his hot blues, smooth R&B, and soul jazz. World class. So anyways, that is a lot about you.
Yeah. Almost the show is almost over now after that bio.
Sometimes we get interviewed to artists and they say, geez, I didn't even know that much about me.
Well, I can add to it. Actually, I won the international song competition again this year in February, first place for a blues song I wrote called My Love Has Gone. So that's not even on the bio yet. And and last night I played a concert for the Toronto Blues Society to raise funds for them. And you know Music Express magazine, we won their poll in two categories of Blues Album of the Year, Checkmate, my latest album, and Blues Artist of the Year. So
fabulous. Holy jump, everybody.
Like,
last night.
Does everybody get, like, do they get mad that you keep winning all these awards? Or is it like, hey, how come we can't win? Is it, are people nominating you? Is that how that goes?
Well, for the songwriting, for the International Song Competition, you have to submit your own song. And then I think they had like 18,000 entries. And then then they have judges that whittle it down eventually to the top songs, top three in each category. For the Music Express, I think the magazine editors just picked the top five in each category. We were in good company. We were with Colin James and David Gogo.
I heard of that fella.
Yeah. Anyways, that was voted on by the readers, so that was pretty cool.
That's really cool. Absolutely. Aww. Imagine sifting through all that material too as a judge, right?
Well, I would guess that like they get people like Tom Waits and I saw the list of judges, but I'm sure those the high caliber judges, they probably don't make them sift through 18,000.
Yeah.
They probably get the top 10, right? Go listen to these 10 blues songs. Yeah. Tell us which one you like the best.
For sure.
All right.
Well, do we want to get a first song, Lisa?
I think we should.
What we should do?
You're gonna bring us to our feet here and dance. All right. So yeah, we're gonna be playing quite a few of your songs. We just wanted to share that with the world and hear what all this award business is about, and just really make people happy because I think that's why you do what you do.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. So this first song I think we have loaded is "All Your Love." What is it?
Oh,
"All Your Love I Miss Loving," from Chetnik, and it was nominated. You're nominated on this album for Juno.
Yeah, that's right.
On this one. So we're going to listen to this. And this is a cover, right, of an Osh Rush tune?
The entire Checkmate album is all cover tunes of mostly Chess Records, my favorite Chess Records. And this is an Otis Rush song, yeah.
Very cool. All right, well, here it is, folks.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Loving, all the kiss I miss kissing, all the love I miss loving, all the kiss I miss kissing, until I met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. Thank you. summer's kissing. Until I met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. I'm in love, baby, I have in store for you. I'm in love, baby, I have in store for you. You know I love you, darling, I know you love me too.
All right. Woo-hoo! You're dancing away there.
Well, I was, but I was still sitting
there. All right, I'm a girl.
Great job on that, Jack.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, it's always been one of my favorite songs.
Fabulous.
Speaking of favorites, we have a question for you.
Yes.
Well, the question was about why you chose to do all the covers for this particular album, just the love of it, obviously. Any other?
Well, the real story was that I recorded, and sometimes I would go and record in big studios. Other times I recorded several albums at my house. So this time, we've been living in this new place for about 9 years and never recorded here. And I thought, well, I wouldn't mind trying to record in the basement. It's pretty big. So I thought I'll record an album of cover tunes just to see how it goes. And then if it goes well, then we'll record all my new original tunes and put that out, and then we'll keep the blues songs in the can. But we were so happy with the way that the blues songs came out, I just said to the band, let's just put out the blues album, and then we'll figure out the new original album sometime this year. So yeah, it was really fun. It was like kind of low pressure and really fun. And
wow.
It's always great to record at your, you know, in your own place, because the clock's not ticking so loudly, and you know, it's a lot more chilled out.
You can do it any time of the day or night, in your pajamas, whatever, right?
Well, we were the band. I generally don't like to play in front of the band in my shorts or anything, but
actually, did you want to name a couple of the band members? We can give a little shout out to them.
Of course, yeah. Alan Duffy is on bass and has been with me for about 15 years.
Great.
Richard Thornton plays saxophone, and he's been with me about 10 years.
Fabulous player. I know Richard.
Yeah, I know he's done some gigs with you, Eric, and I've seen you guys in action. Nick Succi is the latest. Well, not the latest. He's been with me for about 2 years, and he's on keys. And I'm sure you've worked with his dad, Nick Succi Sr., the bass player.
Yes, sir.
Nick's a fabulous young player. And we have a new drummer. Rick Donaldson had been with me for about 12 years, decided to retire, got tired of the road, and just settle down, get a regular job. And so we have Joey DeMarco on drums.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So they're all on the new album.
On that particular cut you just heard, it's Richard and Alan.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
You know what's really neat is I love hearing how long you've been. Like to me, that's a long time. Like when somebody's committed to a band or any kind of a, you know, a project for like a decade, it's, you guys have to really have some glue that makes you stick.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
well, I was going to say about that, because the day and age these days is like you have an artist in the studio and then they do all, you get, you know, studio musicians, but then you go out on the road with somebody different, and then every tour sometimes it changes. And
yeah, I've always liked the idea of working with guys, you know, and becoming friends and making a band. I guess I grew up in that era of like the Beatles and the Stones, and I just thought I always wanted to be in a band with people that I like, not just guys because they have a great resume, you know?
Yeah. And it's always about the hang, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, that's a show we have to call that, The Hang.
The Hang, yeah, that's a good name for a show.
Yeah. All right, we're going to record an album. And just one more question before we, because we still have a minute for a commercial. Have you been recording artists in your studio now that we would know?
I just finished an album for a friend of mine that we used to play together back in the 70s. Actually, he was in one of the first bands I ever had, and his name's Pat Finocchio, and he contacted me after he heard Checkmate and said he wanted to realize a lifelong dream of recording an album. So, yeah, we just recorded an album for Pat Finocchio that came out about a month and a half ago. And it's called Out of the Blue. And it's all original blues songs that he's written that are really good. He's a drummer and a singer. So that's the second album we've recorded at my Blue Star Studios here.
It's called Blue Star Studios?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Where'd you get that name from?
I've been calling the record label that I've been putting out my records on since 1999, Blue Star. So I thought, hey, I might as well just call the studio the same thing.
Oh, I love that. I love the word star and blue. All right. Well, we'll scoot away to commercials in about 30 seconds here. But when we come back, we want to let everybody know that we are talking to the wonderful, amazing, and now famous Jack DeKaiser. And we're going to listen to quite a few more songs we get back, full of blues and all this good stuff.
They say, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So when we're back, Jack DeKaiser.
Come on back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are
the
inspired
and the inspiration.
Imagine tapping into a power where you could access the ability to transform your views of money, success, happiness, and fulfillment. A power that you could unlock hidden talents, uncover new meaning, and amplify the significance of your purpose. Well, the feminine heart is the source of that power, intelligence, insight, and understanding. Join this new wave of women's leadership that's emerging. Be the woman who knows her greatest power to create goes well beyond the day-to-day striving for results. Be the woman who knows her true power to contribute to the world in significant ways is one that expresses her heart, enlivens her creativity, and elevates her spirit. Rise, amazing woman, rise. An amazing woman legacy book compiled by Marsh Engel, sharing the 8 essential powers of the feminine from 8 influential mentors, entrepreneurs, and change makers that will help you tap into that power. Rise, amazing woman, rise. Your legacy begins by leading with a feminine heart.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Musical Chairs.
Woo! I'm co-host Eric Lambier.
And I'm the other co-host, Lisa Berry.
And we have blues artist, guitarist, singer-songwriter, producer, and everything else. Jack DeKaiser on the line with us.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We were just talking about, I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear the next song, because first of all, it's titled something that we've all had, which is
Engine Trouble.
Engine Trouble. Oh, God. And Jack, what we're going to do is we're going to actually play it first, and then when we come back, we'll ask you where the heck it came from.
Corktown Sessions Live.
Yeah, Corktown
Sessions. I'll tell him it's, you won the Juno on this one, too, so we'll talk about that when we come back after we play this song.
Yeah, but everybody hears Engine Trouble, Jack DeKaiser.
Still playing people, but the lights, they won't come on. I think I've got engine trouble. Somebody's been driving in my automobile. I got a bad kind of feeling, yes I do. Some other driver's at the wheel. I want you to tell me, baby, why you got those Cadillac seats pulled back way down low. You to tell me, baby, why you got those Cadillac seats pulled back way down low. I don't know how you can drive. I wanna know how you can drive, baby, when you can't see where you're going. Two cigarettes in the ashtray, only one's painted red. I think you've been driving, baby, but you have been driving straight ahead. I've got engine trouble. Somebody I got a bad kind of feeling, yes I do. Some other driver's at the wheel. We'll be right back. Put the motor in motion. You told me you were heading down to the Cork Town, baby. How much gas do you think I burn? I got engine trouble. Somebody's been driving in my automobile. This motor in, 'cause I don't know all the mileage, and I don't know where it's been. I'm trying to tell you.
Kind of engine trouble, though, Jack.
I know. I played a concert in somewhere in BC last year, and one of my friends was sitting in the audience, and he said this elderly woman was sitting beside him. She went, "I don't think the song's about a car, is it?"
Well, that song actually is the winner. So Juno winner, Blues Album of the Year in 2010. So that was it
made it. So what is the Corktown Sessions? We got about 4 minutes. So
I was I lived in Hamilton from age 10 to about age 20, and the Corktown was an Irish pub. Actually, one of the first places I had a beer, probably underage, but then it became a rock and roll bar sometime in the 90s, and so we recorded an album there, and this guy wanted to record us there, and he did it once, and it didn't turn out very well, and then he said, "Well, I want to try it again," and none of us really had very high expectations of it. I don't even think I told the band, which might have been a good thing. Anyway, he recorded the thing, and then I didn't even listen to it because the first ones hadn't turned out that well, and then about 3-4 months later, I put it up on my computer, and I listened to the first song, and I thought, "Wow, that's good." And I listened to the second one and third one and fourth. So I thought, man, this is an album. So I mixed it and mastered it and got it out there. And, yeah, it won the Juno.
Wow. That's amazing how those things go. Sometimes the off-the-cuff stuff is the best, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's like when you read about Keith Richards and those guys saying, you know, they didn't think much of Satisfaction and, you know, they cut it a few times and they didn't have very high expectations for it. It's like you say, you know, sometimes the things that you really don't put much pressure on or expectations turn out to do good things.
We actually talk a lot about that on Own Times Radio because we talk a lot about not being attached to outcome. And I think that's where the best surprises come from. So that was a good one. We're going to get to squeeze in the other song. We like another song, which is Soul Lover.
Absolutely. But I was going to ask you first, because we do have a minute or so. What is your favorite kind of guitar to play?
Ooh.
Well, I've been playing this 62 reissue Stratocaster for about the last 12 years, so I guess that's been on most of my records. That's my favorite favorite battle axe right now.
Right on.
Okay, what color is it?
It's what do they call that?
That's what the girls ask. What color is it?
I read that somewhere. Like, if you want to buy a new guitar, but you're not sure if your wife is going to be cool with it, just ask her to pick out the color.
Yeah. Oh, you're so smart.
Should we? Oh, yeah, I like that pink one. It's not pink, though. It's Sunburst.
It's a Sunburst. Okay. Cool.
battered up, though. It's sunburst and bare wood. It's been beat up pretty good. I beat it like it owes me money.
There's a blue side of it. Well, and as we talk about that, then we go into Soul Lover, which sounds so kind and nice, but we'll find out. Your titles are deceitful.
It's nice. I forget who told me that nasty little clip. Probably some old blues guy somewhere.
Oh, I like it. All right. Well, let's do Soul Lover. It's on Six String.
It's from Six String Lover, which is the name of the album.
Ah, okay.
And it was Blues Album of the Year, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's all right.
2003.
And we're going to jump right into that. Here we go. Soul Lover, Jack DeKaiser.
Cheers.
Thank you.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Yourself and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
From coast to coast, this is Musical Chairs with your host, Eric Lambier.
And Lisa Berry.
And welcome back with artist Jack DeKaiser. Just wanted to say that was a great song, The Soul Lover. It has a bit of an R&B kind of soul flavor to that one.
Yeah, I love the, Marvin Gaye is one of my favorite singers and songwriters. I love Motown music. I grew up with that stuff, so that always influences a lot of my music.
That was a good one. So what we'll do is we'll move on to the next song. Lisa, can
we
do this one?
Ah, wait, My Love Has Gone, which already makes me sad, but it's from the album Electric Love. And this one, Jack, we're sharing with everybody, is International Song Award winner, first place blues category in 2019.
Where was that held, by the way?
That's based out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Did you have to go down there?
No, just had to mail in the clip.
Yeah, really, eh? Oh, that's cool. And just while you're on that, too, I saw on Facebook that you were in Memphis, right? Doing a...
Yeah, they have a thing called the International Blues Challenge that takes place every end of January. And, it's a big sort of blues industry kind of thing, and they, this year I think they had 250 bands competing. We made it to the semifinals. And it was really fun.
Awesome. It's good to hang with different artists too, right? And get a chance to meet other people.
Yeah, I saw some really good players. And Memphis is such an amazing musical place. I mean, so much of my favorite music came out of Memphis. Dax Records, Al Green still does a thing down there on Sundays at church. Of course, Sun Records, which is sort of like the birthplace of rock and roll, really, with Elvis Presley. And
Exactly.
It's an incredible place.
I've got a question, actually, because I find this so interesting. You've entered a lot of contests and have been, like, there's just so many awards and, like, more than I feel like a lot of artists. And is that something that you decided to do, or just you see something going on and then you decide to enter it, or is this a game plan or just fun?
I think any professional musician probably does the same thing because it's just a way to get publicity and prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it it's not expensive to enter, or sometimes it doesn't cost anything to enter. So I just figure. The thing with blues music is you. No disrespect to you, because I really appreciate this, but it doesn't get a whole lot of airplay, blues music. So
right.
You have to find other avenues. And so, yeah, like competitions and things like that are good ways to highlight the music.
Aw, awesome. That is a great way. Thank you.
And we got to say, we really enjoy having you on the show today. It's been great.
Oh, it's fantastic. I appreciate it a lot, you guys.
Yeah, well, we'd like
to the name of the show, too, Musical Chairs. Very cool.
Oh, thanks. Well, we'd like, let's give you more airplay with My
right.
Love Has Gone.
Do it.
My Love Has Gone, Jack
the Kaiser.
Musical Chairs.
She'd always be mine, long as the stars up above would shine. I had a love, oh yeah, but I did it wrong.
God rules the heaven. Tell me what went wrong. My love is gone.
Oh, a true blue song. Awesome. Oh, I feel the heartbreak.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Ah, thank you.
Love it. So what we wanted to ask you, though, because we are coming to the close of our show. Now, I know that locally you're going to be playing at Simcoe Blues in Oshawa this Friday.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to come out to that and heckle you. I'm just kidding.
We have newly installed chicken wire, so you're...
and security, right? But just for your, just for the people in the next month, is there places where you're going to be? Are you, what are you up to in the next few months or... something like that?
We're playing Sunday, June 16th. We'll be at Heritage Park for the Barrie Jazz and Blues Fest. June 21st, I'm kicking off the Holiday Inn Peterborough Blues Series.
Nice.
Peterborough, June 22nd, we're doing a fundraiser for Heart and Stroke at Brantford at the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so lots of shows coming up.
Okay.
People go to my website, jacktokaiser.com. That way they can find out where we're playing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I noticed, too, on, I grabbed this off your Facebook page, that you actually were raising money to for scholarships at Mohawk College.
That's right. My old friend and mentor, Richard Newell, King Biscuit Boy, was had a couple of pretty big hits in the 70s. Sadly, he's passed away 10 years ago, but they've set up a scholarship in his name at Mohawk College, and it's called Blues with a Feeling, and we just did that last Saturday. They've been doing it for about 5 or 6 years now, I think.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's really weird about that? I was just listening to King Biscuit Boy's version of Boom Boom Welcome the Lights this morning.
Come on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
was
a great
1970.
Album. Yeah, he was a very close friend of mine.
Aw, we're sorry for your loss, and we're happy that we can mention him then. And is it, sorry, you raise this every year? You raise enough money for a scholarship? That's incredible.
Every year they have different artists. This year it was Toronto's Danny Marks and Hamilton's Steve Strongman and myself were on the bill, and next year it'll be someone else. But it's always a great show.
Wow, that's so nice. You're so thoughtful. It seems like you raise money for so many causes. Do you have a favorite?
No, I'm very happy to help out when I can, you know, and we do a number of benefit concerts through the year, so.
That's nice. And the other thing, just your influences, just for your some of the younger listeners coming up that might be wanting to get into some.
I would say Eric Clapton, of course, B.B. King.
Nice.
Yeah, B.B. King and Eric Clapton, probably the biggest. Robert Johnson, the country blues man, who
right. Does
a really cool Netflix documentary on him.
Ooh.
And I'd say from R&B, Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye. And in jazz, I really love Wes Montgomery, George Benson. I've been listening to some really good John Pizzarelli on YouTube, amazing current jazz guitar player.
You know, I was just going to say, it's kind of a funny thing. I remember reading Frank Zappa had said about Elmore James. He said he played one lick, but he really did it well.
He sure did. Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, he did play one lick.
Yeah. But anyway.
Actually, we do an Elmore James song on Checkmate. We do Talk to Me, Baby.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's got the lick.
Yeah. Thank him too. We want to thank you because we're gonna hear one more song, but we're gonna fade out with what we have to do. We want to do our thank yous.
thank you very much for coming on the show. And anybody out there, just check out Jack on any of your probably streaming services. I saw it on iTunes and iTunes Music there and probably anywhere else. And pick up some albums. Support your local artists. We always say that. And we always say that we always buy your music. So we had to go out and we bought all your stuff.
We supported
to make sure that, you know, we support the artists that we have on our show. So thank you very much.
That is so cool. I really appreciate it. Eric and Lisa, I really appreciate it a lot. And will this show re-stream somewhere?
You're going to be able to get it everywhere. First of all, yeah, we're going to – anybody who missed today's live or you want to hear it again, they can hear it. We'll have it uploaded on the Facebook page. We'll share it tomorrow. And then it's going to be three times this week and then it archives, so you can always catch it.
And it's on Spreaker. It's on iTunes,
like Spotify,
and it's in the podcast.
iHeart.
And what you'd have to do is do musical chairs and then say Jack DeKaiser, and you'll find it on iTunes. I went and looked for
it.
It's an Ohm. Myself.
And, yeah, and, it's, and it's Ohm Times Radio. So Ohm Times Radio and
Trucker. You want to see the archives for this week.
Yeah.
And it's a good lead, and you mentioned Stevie Wonder, because we're going to play your version of Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Okay, cool.
Another Corktown session.
Yep.
And once again, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I look forward to seeing you guys on Friday.
Sounds great, Eric. I'll see you there, brother. Thank you so much, Lisa. Nice to meet you.
Bye, Jack. Nice to meet you, too. Everybody, sign, seal, deliver.
Jack DeKaiser.
Woo!
Checking on musical chairs. Have a great day, folks. You're my